the handsome, dashing Ford Aerostar for 1989. It's really quite a van about town. Traveling with the sports crowd. Playing the market. Escorting ladies. Pulling its own weight. Staying out all night. And powering its way to the top. Ford Aerostar. It's in a class by itself.
It's a steering committee. We're doing a little bonus episode. We've learned that this is the easiest thing you can do to boost your numbers.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And something Matt Fair charges you extra for, but we give it to you for
free.
That's
right. If you're just listening to this for the first time, make sure you go back and listen to our previous episode. We're here with our pals, Oliver Rotkus.
Yes.
Evan Lewis. Sorry. I'm going to call you Evan Williams. That's the thing. And Daryl Vaughn. So friend and sponsor. So we're hanging out. We just got an episode in the can, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple more things we didn't get to.
Yeah, a couple more things on the list.
You know?
So we're recording this the night after actual Halloween.
Yes.
So first of all, how was Halloween for everybody?
Terrifying.
Terrifying. Okay. Yeah.
In what way? Yeah. 6 pounds of Snickers in your gut or what? What?
God, I wish.
Okay.
Oh, no.
It's just a scary day.
Oh,
you know, you're walking around, you see someone. Yeah, you got really scared.
I had a group of kids from the neighborhood come up, and I think our house is pretty inviting. Like, it's well lighted, you know. Like, it's not a scary house. But this little girl comes up with a group, you know, 2-3 families, and she comes up, and it's almost like a kid in a movie or something, you know. She goes. They kind of knocks on my knee, right? I've got the candy, and she goes, sir, is this a haunted house? Very earnest. I'm thinking she can't be for real. So I'm like, yes, it is. And she runs, makes a beeline back to the street. I felt terrible.
There's bones in the basement.
Oh, but
no.
The discount we got on this place was amazing. But there we anyway, go. Well, there happy we go. Halloween. And I have 6 pounds of Snickers in my gut. So there's
Kit Kat for me, unfortunately.
Kit Kat was your poison. What's your poison, Evan?
I did eat a lot of Kit Kats.
Okay. Yeah. Daryl?
May I give a shout out to Sweet Tart Ropes? I never had them. I never had them.
The nectar of the gods, man.
I don't know what's in that.
Oh my god!
I mean, I was
meth. Meth is what's in those.
Something. There is some white substance in the middle.
Wow. What are they called again? They're called
Sweet Tart.
No, I was thinking about this.
Walter White's Sweet Tart Ropes.
Anyways, Sweet Tart Ropes. I never had them before, but I bought one of those gigantic, mixes at Costco that have every fruit thing in it known to man.
Yeah.
And I think I ate all of the Sweet Tart Ropes. I don't think
fucking
I gave
one fantastic.
Away.
They will great. Numb your mouth.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Numb your asshole. I don't know. They're amazing.
It's like so intense and
going in, coming out.
Yeah, right. How are you eating Sweet Tarts? I don't know. I guess I don't understand. How are you consuming
it? Don't worry. I was trying to be funny.
It's like a chewy, almost licorice with like some Sweet Tart.
It's very artificial, is what I'm getting at. There's a numbing agent in there. You just keep eating more. You don't know you're eating them. They're absolutely delicious.
When I worked at Walgreens, very briefly,
we've had quite the long and illustrious career for a 23-year-old.
Yeah. I've always wanted money to buy stupid things.
Yeah.
So I've always had a job. Yeah.
But when I worked at Walgreens, those were always easy access. I was slurping those things down.
Do you just get to grab and eat them? I mean, do you have to
pay?
You do have 50% off?
No, not at Walgreens. So everybody go thank your Walgreens checkout people for their service.
Well, after I was handed that $10 shit bill a couple of weeks ago that you swear was syrup up and down, right?
Well, it smelled like syrup to me. Yeah.
I don't know. So I went to the Walgreens in Colfax over here, right? First mistake, right? But my daughter wasn't feeling well. She wanted some ginger ale. So I had to get the Walgreens brand ginger ale because all the quality stuff had either been sold or stolen. And so I got this little 6-pack and for the first time in 10 years, I paid cash, right? I paid a 20 and in change, I got back a $10 bill that I saw this thing coming out of the till in slow motion, right? We have pictures, right? Go to my Instagram or Doug's Instagram.
Yeah.
This is pretty,
there's something on there.
I'm not going to,
there's definitely a
pretty brown $10 bill.
Yes. But to me, $10 is $10. It's not nothing. I'm not going to throw the thing.
Too much. Yeah.
I couldn't wait to get rid of the thing. Yeah. So I pawned it off on Doug.
So I got it.
Beautiful. Well, when I worked at Walgreens, I got, there was a woman who came in one night and paid in only singles for like a $26 transaction, buying her cigarettes, and they were definitely covered in blood.
Oh,
most of them.
Ooh.
But you know what?
I'm just a
Walgreens.
No,
checkout.
No, she just murdered someone. She's got to come down now, right? Like that's.
It had to have been. Plainfield was a crazy place.
Oh, this is Plainfield. Okay, all right. Jeez. Oh, wow. Oh man.
We're gonna start a new podcast: Stories from Plainfield.
Those were the two stories.
All right. Well, happy Halloween, everyone. I hope you had a splendid day with your family.
So
we got to get back to
this
story.
We'll swing it back into cars here in a second because this came up at my local newspaper, which I still read online, Boston.com. It was basically pictures of, and I guess it's got like kind of notorious. People had seen it, and it was on social media feeds. But someone. It looks like it's a Subaru Legacy of some vintage here, and it's basically
this was a meme.
It's completely destroyed. Like it's cheater is written on it in spray paint. It's got like everything is smashed out. Now it says cheater times two on the side of it. So a bunch of people wanted to know what's the story with this.
Did someone took off on the internet, right? Like
is it Carrie Underwood that has that song? Did someone like live out that fantasy?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Anyone else? You know what I'm talking about? All right. Once some country singer has like a song about like destroying like a cheating boyfriend's truck, basically. And this looks like what someone did to it, but
a Subaru, you say?
Yeah. It's a Subaru Legacy, I believe. Yeah. I should know. I'm a host of a car podcast.
Does it sound like a Porsche?
I should probably know what it is. we'll call it about a 2 or 3 year old Subaru Legacy.
Oh, okay. So relatively new.
Yeah. Modified. Yeah. Cause it has different wheels on it, which I don't know if that's part of its. So it turns out the guy who did this, it's his car's costume for Halloween. So this is all
is it
done
a wrap?
Deliberately. No, but I guess it's done with stuff that can like wash off very easily.
That's interesting.
That's a good cover up story.
Yeah.
I know, right? That's the story he's sticking to. Yeah. So why do you still have it on 2 months later after Halloween?
That's right. Yeah. That's kind of your get out of jail free card, right? I mean, you're just,
Well, it'd be awkward though to pick someone like the next girlfriend up in this world, though, right?
True.
I mean, that'd be a little bit hard.
It's a conversation starter, right?
Yeah. So or it could kind of go along with that whole Seinfeld thing about like, well, if he's worth it to like destroy this car over, it must be something interesting about him. Remember that?
That's one Seinfeld I don't remember. Oh,
okay. I know you guys probably are too young for Seinfeld, but
not Daryl over here.
I'm just saying that Elaine is like, she's dating this guy and he's really boring. She's about to break up with him.
The sponge.
No, it's different than that. But it's like, then he's like, oh, like my ex-girlfriend just stabbed me or something like that. And she goes, really? He was stab worthy. He was interesting enough, said something along that he had to, you know, that he elicited that sort of like, you know, passionate response. Okay, she wanted to keep trying to find out what it was. Huh. So yeah. Turns out it was just good. He was a bad breaker upper.
He would
break up with a girl and like say something really bad about her. And then like, she would think about it.
Right. Yeah. I do remember that one. I think it was an early one, if I'm not mistaken.
Probably.
Did you guys see the thing that was being passed around Instagram today? It was Crockett and Tubbs from Miami Vice. It was that sort of iconic picture of them with a Ferrari Testarossa. I think it was white, the sunset, the Miami sunset in the background. But the heads had been replaced with Jerry and George.
Oh, no.
It was art, man. Yeah. I mean, it was pretty convincing. You know, they even got the shadows, the light, right? But anyway. All right. Well, so I have a similar story. Yeah. I will admit I stole this one from Jalopnik today. But I've seen it elsewhere as well. This also has to do with a wrap or an appearance of a vehicle. Mm-hmm. The headline gentleman. And maybe, do you follow Jalopnik? I know it's not what it once was. I got to be pretty bored during the day. I got to be in like a long meeting or something. Then I'll check out what's going on Jalopnik. Mm. Headline, cops, colon, you don't have to stop if the booty patrol truck tries to pull you over. Oh, yeah. Have you heard about this? This is a guy who has taken a pickup truck. I guess so. It's a Chevy pickup truck or whatever that has made it look like a border patrol truck. Mm-hmm. But if you look real close, it says booty patrol.
I've seen pictures.
You have seen this. Yeah, okay. All right. Stuff, yeah. This is what we need at the steering committee. We need something that is going to get the word out. We need something that's going to go viral.
So we need like a steering committee police.
I don't know. Booty patrol. Car. I don't. Yeah. What are we going with? I don't know, but
yeah,
we need something.
Yeah.
There was a truck parked outside my apartment building that said Thought Patrol. Similar.
Oh,
theme.
Interesting. So yeah. That's a little more highbrow. I like that. That's a little more,
I feel like that was a little more lowbrow.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Depends.
Did it look like some sort of police vehicle or emergency vehicle?
Well, it was like a white truck with like green. It definitely did look like a border patrol.
It did.
Truck.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, Doug. Okay. Yeah. Legal corner.
Ooh. Yeah.
Where is the line between impersonating police and just being a booty appreciator, as they say, on Jalopnik?
Who says you can't?
You want the legal?
Why not both? Right? Yeah.
The legal distinction on when it's okay to be a booty appreciator.
I'm sure there's some crossover there, right? Yeah, like it's, you know.
I mean, certainly impersonating a law enforcement agent of any kind is a crime.
Yeah.
In most jurisdictions, and certainly federal would be would definitely be a crime. I mean, I guess I've seen these things like briefly, but like they do kind of have that look. They're white with like the green stripes.
Yeah.
They look like from a distance, they look like that. It depends on what you do after you sort of pull the person over. I mean, if you go through the whole act,
the problem
of
starts
like,
with pulling the person over perhaps, but yeah, that's,
I think, well, but is it,
I
is
think
it
the lights
theoretically
if you turn on lights, that's a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes and no. I mean, so you turn your, I mean, depending on the car, you're allowed to have lights maybe on your civilian car. And if the car happens to stop, and then you get out and you make a joke out of it, but you're not like pretending to then be a border patrol officer at that point, checking for like immigration papers or something like that.
As long as you retain Doug as your legal counsel, you can pretty much do whatever you want.
It's definitely a fine line between like guerrilla marketing, I guess, and like an actual crime.
I think the rules around that stuff seem to be pretty loose in Colorado based on the funeral escort vehicles and bullshit I've seen.
I don't think driving around in the vehicle, I don't think is a problem.
Yeah.
I think even potentially having the lights isn't necessarily a problem. Yeah. I think if you go up and you actually start to impersonate a law enforcement agent, you're in trouble.
There is our steering committee angle.
And I think that's where I'd put the line.
Okay.
So.
You can cut this if you want, but do you want to talk about how many Colorado drivers are impersonating student drivers?
What is the point of that? What is like? No, do they think they're going to get out?
To me, whenever, I mean, I living in Florida, I never saw this.
No, I never saw this
on
either.
A daily basis in Colorado, I see student drivers.
What's the point of that?
I think maybe it's like a pardon me if I make a mistake. But for me, it just it's like avoid this person.
Exactly.
Like, they don't know how to drive.
Yeah, Evan, exactly. What they don't know is all you need is a Colorado Grand sticker on your back window.
There you go.
I was gonna I steer clear of anything with a red plate on it too. To be honest. Sorry if anyone here has one on their car.
Yeah.
But if I see the red plates,
if you don't, if you're not in Colorado, if you're in Brisbane, Australia.
Yeah.
Those are generally rental cars.
Mm-hmm.
The fleet plate.
So also it could be fleets, like, it could be Xcel Energy or whatever. So. I also tend to steer away from the green plates, which means you're one of the olds. That means you have registered that plate for like 32 years consecutively or something. So you're not going to be in your 30s with the green plate. Mm-hmm. They look good though. They do look good.
Yeah. They look better than like the ones that have like the little, like, I don't know if they still have it, but there's like one where it had like a little model diagram in the middle of it.
Is that the Pioneer plate or whatever?
No, that's different too. But you guys know what I'm talking about, right? Like it has like an old timey car in the middle of the plate.
That's right. The Pioneer, I think you have to prove your lineage is, you know, your family's been in Colorado for 100 years or something. I don't know how closely they look, but
I thought that was just one that you could just get.
Probably
that's cool.
It's the honor system, man. That's
that's true.
You've been here for a year. Awesome. That's the plate for you. But
yeah. I'm a Colorado native.
That's right. I think we all are.
My family's been here for
damn straight.
Well, there you go.
Do you want one of those ugly ass plates? That's the thing.
I don't think they're ugly. I think
they're all right. But you know what? Yeah. Colorado, we live in one of these states. I see these new red plates, these black plates. That's wonderful if you have a red car, a black car. But we have one of the OG great looking license plates in Colorado, I think. So, you know,
this was a question on Smoking Tire.
Yeah.
It was like, they asked the question was like, what license plates do you like from other states?
Yeah, well, Colorado's got to be up there.
I like the Colorado, although we have a new one. Have you heard about this black with white lettering?
Well, that's what I was saying. Yeah. Like you can opt for this. There's a red one. There's a blue one. Yeah.
But I mean, they're like, very you can get plain. Those. Yeah. But I like the one with the mountain profile.
Give me the mountain profile one in blue or red or black. That would be cool. Why are we doing these plain ones that look like they're like default, you know, license plates, or there's no character there, but
yeah. I think Arizona has a good one.
Yeah.
It's got which a coyote on it. I think
Ooh.
It's like got a sunset and like a purple coyote and a cactus. It's
that's pretty good. I like New I like Mexico that. As
New
well.
Mexico. Yeah. I like New Mexico. Too.
Hawaii. Hawaii might, that's another iconic.
They're getting rid of it. Apparently.
Why?
I also could be wrong. But I did see some.
Feel free to speculate.
Again, welcome to the steering committee.
Yeah, as everybody knows, you can't just go on the internet and lie. So I did see a post on the internet that they're thinking of getting rid of it.
No, that's got to be Snopes' satire, right? Because that's just too iconic, right? That's
true.
Well, speaking of, you can't believe everything you read on the internet, but I'm going to take this at face value. We love budget rental cars dearly. We promote them on most shows. As you know, we have a promo code that does quite well for you if you DM, and I bet we've had 50, 60 people reach out for that code.
Excellent.
Code DM, Doug. So I mean, that's pretty good
DM Ryan directly.
Yes, I don't want to give it out because there might be some legalities around it. But as I told you before, you just have to pretend you're a Bell Canada employee.
Which is easy.
Which is real easy.
Yeah.
You don't ask a lot of questions, you know?
Just have fun
say
with
A
it.
A few times.
Yeah, have fun with it. Pretend to have a Canadian accent, you know?
No one listens to us in Canada. This is the weird thing. We get our metrics. Mm. We have pretty good listenerships in a lot of countries. Japan, Australia, Germany, not a soul listens to, well, a handful of people listen to us in Canada. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Like
an important handful.
It's an important, we like Canadians. I love Canada's gorgeous.
I'm a Canadian studies minor in college, man.
Shut up, really?
Canadian history.
But you did go to college like 4 miles from the border or something,
true.
Right?
Okay.
Well, budget is, you know, we have a long and storied past with budget. And so I wasn't shocked to see, again, another Jalopnik headline today. It says, budget charges driver $500 for returning his rental a day early. So when you play the rental car game, you know that you can often budget Bell Canada code or not, you know that oftentimes a 7-day rental is cheaper than say a 4 or 5 day rental. And so this fellow who, Pasadena, California, great town, rented a car for 2 weeks, but returned it a day early to budget, paid for the full 2 weeks ahead of time, returned the car a day early, and they charged him $500 for breaking the contract. Now, legally speaking, technically this was written into the contract, Doug.
Yes. I mean, I believe this, but are you kidding me?
I mean, I would do I'd charge back the fuck out of that charge.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's budget for you. So you roll the dice with budget.
I'd like to know their theory on how he broke the contract.
Well,
he paid for the last day, right?
Yeah. So,
and the car is now safe and secure at their facility. He's just not using it that day.
No, of course. I'm sure logistics are involved or something, but, apparently it was in the contract.
A very short-sighted way to, you know, sort of make profit.
Of course, budget had no comment.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they bank on you renting a car for work or something. You're like, fuck it, you know.
That's true. And it's almost like one of those things where it's like, who knows? Maybe most people fight this and we have to give it back. But, you know, if 20% of people don't, then it's an extra $500. Yeah. But, that's BS.
Budget is shady.
Yeah.
But DM for our budget code. And
give out that Instagram
handle. You'll be living like doctors. So. What else do we have to talk about on this bonus episode, where I think about 20 minutes in? Does that a bonus episode make, or is there anybody else have anything? Evan, you got something.
Yeah. I wanted to mention, just like back to our last little episode that we did, we had talked.
That was a big episode.
Well, it was a long episode. You could have done like two bonus episodes.
We should have. Well, you basically
like behind the curve here on the steering.
You went ahead and just executed your own Top Gear challenge. We should have definitely dove further into that.
No, but I just wanted to mention last time we talked a lot about the GT4 RS versus my.
Oh yeah, talk to us about this.
My previous GT3 RS that I owned, which was a 991.2 2019. You know, I mentioned that one of the questions I get asked all the time from people that know me and people that know and I've owned both cars is, what do I think of both cars and how do they compare and the differences and everything like that. Mm-hmm. And I think I touched on it on our episode previously, but I wanted to mention, I went through the effort of getting my buddy Phil, who has a 991.2 GT3 RS.
We know Phil at Phil Dub with two B's on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome GT3 RS content on there. Yeah. So, and beautiful, beautiful car. It's, I think it's GT Silver. And yeah, it's really well done and it's all tracked out. It's got the roll cage, it's lowered. Nice. It's got, I think Brixton Forge wheels. It's really nice. So, but anyway, he was gracious enough to bring his car out and, we spent several hours making a YouTube video. So
where'd you go?
Well, we did some of the filming in Lakewood and then, we did the majority of the filming, up on Squaw Pass, one of our favorite driving routes.
Yeah, it's the best.
Yeah. So, I basically got to be reunited with my old car. And then, you know, he got to drive my GT4RS and, we basically, I basically mounted my camera up in both cars and just kind of talked about the deliberate differences between the two vehicles and my thoughts and opinions, on, you know, which one is better for the money, because that's an interesting thing. And one thing I mentioned in the episode is everybody that's comparing the GT3 RS to the GT4 RS is comparing the 992, the new one.
Interesting.
To the, because it's the same year. They're both 2023 cars.
Yeah.
And I argue that, while that is a valid comparison, it's not as equivalent of a comparison because you can pick up a GT4 RS for the exact same price that you can get a 2019 GT3 RS for right now.
Which is about...
Anywhere between that 220 to 270 range, just depending on spec and who wants to charge way over sticker for their car.
Yeah.
Wait, does that happen?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Totally got my MSRP. Okay.
It's a manufacturer suggested retail price, right? That's what they stick to. All right.
But I mean, anyway, I argue that the 2019 is a better comparison because the 992 is $500,000 and doesn't have a front trunk.
There's that.
There we go.
There's that. So we need to watch the video. I'm sure it's beautifully shot, edited.
YouTube channel out again.
Yeah. So. Aerial Automotive. And I find that a lot of people have trouble spelling Aerial. So A-E-R-I-A-L.
America.
Yeah. that is the proper spelling of Aerial.
What? So can you tease takeaways? We'll still go and watch. And now that I know it's on Squaw, I will 110% watch it.
Yeah, absolutely. I talk about the biggest difference in the handling of the two cars is just how the weight is distributed.
And that's it, right?
When you're driving it.
Yeah.
I feel like the Cayman is overall a better balanced vehicle. It just doesn't have any bad habits. Yeah. And you know this.
It's objectively just such, so.
Yeah, objectively so because of the better balance. And then the GT3, I find that, go back, the GT4 RS, I think, has better corner exit than the GT3 just cause
that
because
that surprises me a little bit. That surprises me a little bit. Just the dig of the,
and maybe not even from a technical standpoint, but from a feeling.
Like interesting.
If you really pushing the limits of the GT3 RS, you start to notice its bad habits. Whereas the GT4 RS, like I have full confidence in, once I properly set up a corner, putting my foot down halfway around the corner and I'm able to just pull right out of
That's
it.
That's what where, I was going to,
The GT3 might just play around a little bit.
Yeah.
But my ultimate conclusion is, that's why I like the GT3 RS.
Interesting.
It's because it's a little more playful.
Interesting.
And it has a little
You learn to drive to its characteristics.
Sure.
I mean, that's...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Is that, as you're saying this is what I'm thinking. Like, if you have a lot of experience in 911s, which still has the rear weight bias, overall, I feel like they've done a really good job of, smoothing that out and neutralizing it to some extent. But like you said, at the limit, it probably starts to become
still different. Yeah.
It starts to, you start to feel it again. Like, is that something where it's like, if you've kind of like mastered it, you just kind of want to like continue to have that playfulness?
Well,
I've
driven both of those cars very hard on a back road.
Yeah.
You sir are an excellent driver.
Oh, thank
you. I really enjoy driving with you because I feel like you drive safely, but it's, you're in that bandwidth that where you want to be. I'll leave it at that.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I like to find people who like to drive within, the boundaries of being safe and having fun. And, Yeah, I mean, and I also should also mention that this review is not only informed by driving on the street, but I've had both of the cars out on track.
Yeah.
And you know, I've had the GT4 RS out at High Plains Raceway twice now. And yeah, I mean, they're great.
But getting back to that, I mean, you personally, you think you prefer sort of that rearward bias, that yeah. sort of weight balance there, and yeah. sort of, you know, sort of the way that feels that you say.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's, and that's not the only factor. I mean, that's certainly something. And you don't like, again, you have to be at the limits to really realize mm-hmm. that factor. Mm-hmm. And I don't really like to drive where I'm, you know, getting the back end out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But there's other characteristics.
Sometimes.
Like, yeah, sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. But there's other characteristics, like the GT3 RS has all wheel steering.
That's a great point.
An amazing bite into the turns on the GT3.
Do you like the feel of that?
It takes some getting used to, but I think Porsche's just done it naturally enough where I like it. And I think the coolest part about it is just how shockingly fast the car will go into a turn.
Well, that's it, right? Mm. It's, again, objectively better, right? It improves your speeds, but is it as playful with that?
Yeah, I mean,
you drive to it, I guess.
If you were versed in Porsches and you drove the GT3 RS and the GT4 RS, it is a noticeable difference. Mm-hmm. But I think it's translated naturally enough that I enjoy it.
The
GT3. Yeah. Does it make the car feel like a shorter wheelbase almost?
I would say that is probably the result.
It's fascinating how it works. How it goes. I think at lower speeds, it turns against the front wheels, the rear wheels, and at higher speeds, it goes with, which is wild. I mean, the tech there is nuts.
As opposed to like a high speed lane maneuver as opposed to a corner, you mean?
Effectively. It's just a very intelligent system, right? Yeah, I mean, you can't drive that into a car.
Right.
I mean, it's like ABS, I guess, in theory, right? I mean, you can't brake as quickly as, you can't turn as quickly as.
Yeah, I would say that, I mean, I think the thing is, like, you know, if you hop in the Cayman and you don't know how to drive, like if you're new to sports cars or something like that, like that's just a very well, like, balanced car that you can grow on this platform. Yeah. And the GT3, while it has all the nannies to make it extremely drivable, you have to learn how to drive it a certain way to make it as fun.
It's just a different experience, isn't it? And I my last two Porsches have been Caymans of different varieties, but mm-hmm. I still prefer the profile of a 911.
Yeah. Well, and it's clear also, and I kind of touch on this in the video, but Porsche gives their 911s a little extra.
Yeah.
Extra is the word, isn't it? A little thing, the shifts.
Well, they are more expensive, right? I mean, at least MSRP.
But ladder-wise, they keep it distinct.
They know what they're doing.
It's an important product for them. Yeah. I mean, they just announced too, which I love, that they're going to keep that internal combustion as long as they actually are able to. So,
well, I want some of that Porsche gas. Yeah, so, all right, some of that synthetic gas. Yeah, back that gas truck up. And
I like that too. Yeah, yeah. Can we get them as a sponsor? That'd be great. Yeah,
At $150 a gallon or whatever it is, I guess we're going to.
That's what I'm afraid is going to cost.
Oh, is it 30? Okay,
that is a number that I made up in my head. Interesting, but it's somewhere in between $16 and $30. Okay. I am 65% sure.
You work for Amazon. You're smart.
Okay.
Well, all right. I do work for Amazon. I don't know about the second part.
We never asked you what you did at Amazon, did we?
Software. Yeah, we did. I can't talk about it.
That's right. Yeah. All right. So, all right. I think that's a bonus show, gentlemen.
There we go. As we say, you get what you pay for.
This was fun. Yeah, we need to do this more, right? This is when you kind of get loose. Yeah. This is our friends at First Dibs call their after hours, or right?
That's right. Yeah.
After dark.
The after committee, the post committee.
Well, unlike them, we're going to post this show.
Yeah. They have some great stories that we'll never hear.
Well, you know what we didn't do though? Is we didn't mention our sponsors on the bonus show. So let's just quickly go down the list. Daryl Vaughn, Quality of Life Realtor, who's here with us tonight. Realtor, sorry. Rhino Signworks.
Jack Sloan Watches.
Yeah, sign behind us. And Bruce Beers, BRUZ. So
check them all out.
It's a bonus episode, so you get abbreviated sponsor reads. Mm-hmm. But okay, thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us tonight. Oliver Rotkiss.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This was a blast, man. You're welcome back anytime. You and that actress from the Netflix show. Anytime.
That's going to be next month's show.
That's right. So, yeah. Dan McGinnis, make that happen, buddy.
Yeah.
Daryl Vaughn, thank you for joining us again today. There you go.
Thank you so much for having me. And I'm, again, very proud to be a sponsor of you guys and support you.
Thank you. We are glad to have you.
We're happy to have you on board.
On the team.
Yeah.
Thank you. Gentlemen, until next time, we are the steering committee.